Today's Cotton Newsline is Two Cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
What we've heard from both our domestic mill customers as well as our foreign mill customers, that they're seeing more foreign materials, non-cotton materials, in our machine-harvested cotton. It's not just us, but it's other growths of cotton around the world. So that means that we've got to be extra diligent to address these concerns and make sure that we're keeping these problems at a minimum. And this remains a huge problem around the world. We have the reputation of providing clean cotton, but we dare not relax our efforts in this area. We want to make sure that we continue to deliver bales of cotton to the textile mills, to our mill customers, that are free of any material that might cause them a contamination problem as they spin and weave and knit yarns into cotton products.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of our latest efforts is this contamination-free cotton effort, reminding people of the importance of prior to harvest, during harvest, and post-harvest to keep their eye out for contaminants. And if necessary, get down off the harvester, remove plastics, remove those things that they're finding in their fields that if they're picked up by the harvesting equipment, be it a picker, cotton picker, or a cotton stripper, are going to wind up in the seed cotton and not going to be removed at the cotton gin. By the same token, reminding the gins and their gin crews to be vigilant, particularly at the module feeder as cotton comes into the gin, whether it's a round module or conventional module, get the wrap and the tarps removed completely and make sure and inspect the module and make sure they're not leaving anything that would get into the ginning system and possibly be shredded up into small pieces and wind up in the bale of cotton at the bale press.